Title: Drum Folds and Stutters Before Reloads. Beginner Ableton Lesson. Alright, welcome in. Today we're getting into one of the most iconic drum and bass moves, the chaos right before a reload. You know that moment where the groove suddenly tightens, starts tripping over itself, and then everything cuts for a split second and the track slams back in. That's what we're building. And we're doing it in a beginner-friendly way, using only Ableton Live stock tools. No fancy plugins needed. The goal is to make a 4-to-8 bar pre-reload fill that feels intentional, tight, and hype, not like your audio just glitched by accident. By the end, you'll have a reusable stutter lane you can copy and paste before any reload, plus a simple device chain to make the edit sound aggressive and controlled. Let's set the scene. Set your project tempo to around 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 is totally normal for DNB, but 174 is a great default. Now get a basic drum groove going. If you're doing a simple two-step, think kick on 1 and 3, snare on 2 and 4. Add hats and shuffles however you like. And source-wise, you've got options: an Amen-style break, a clean drum rack pattern, or a layered combo of both. Breaks are especially fun here, because the ghost notes give your stutters movement. Before we chop anything, here's a coach tip that will make your fill sound like a real musical decision. Pick your anchor hit. Decide what absolutely must be clear right before the reload. Most of the time, that's the snare on 4 or the last snare right before the gap. When you start stuttering and folding, you're building tension around that anchor, not destroying the groove completely. Keep that in your mind as you edit. Now, workflow choice. For these kinds of stutters and folds, audio editing is the fastest and most visual. So, grab a clean 1 or 2 bar section of your drums. Select it and consolidate it with CMD or Ctrl-J. Then duplicate that consolidated clip so you can absolutely wreck the copy without fear. If you started with MIDI drums in a drum rack, consider freezing and flattening your drum group to audio first. Right-click the track, freeze track, then right-click again and flatten. It's not mandatory, but it makes micro-editing way easier. Now we're going to create a dedicated pre-reload region. Pick where your reload happens. For example, maybe it's the downbeat of bar 17, meaning the reload moment is right after bar 16 ends. In that case, we'll use bar 16 as the madness bar. Duplicate your drum audio into bar 16 so that section can become your fill. Classic arrangement idea. Bar 15 is normal groove, bar 16 is stutter and fold energy, bar 17 hits the reload or drop. Now we build the stutter. This is the simplest, cleanest beginner method: clip looping. Double-click your audio clip in bar 16 to open clip view. Turn loop on. Now set the loop brace to a short slice. Start with something like an eighth note. It'll feel like a half-beatish repeat, not too frantic yet. Now, the key DNB trick is acceleration. You want it to feel like it's speeding up. Eighth notes into sixteenths into 30 seconds, then a stop. If automating loop length feels fiddly, do it the easy manual way. This is my recommended beginner approach because it's super controllable. In arrangement view, split the last bar into chunks using CMD or Ctrl-E. Here's the structure: first half of the bar, loop an eighth note. Next quarter of the bar, loop a 16th note. Next eighth of the bar, loop a 32nd note. Final eighth, either silence or a final impact moment. So you're literally creating multiple mini clips, and each one has a tighter loop brace than the last. When you play it back, you should hear that classic speeding up effect. It starts like da-da-da, then it becomes drrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr use slices that contain groove, not just transients. If you loop only a kick transient, it can sound like a machine gun. If you loop a slice that includes a bit of hat or a ghost note, it feels alive and drummerish, even though it's edited. Also, be intentional with warp mode. For most breaks, Beats warp mode keeps transients crisp. Try preserve transients. If it gets clicky, adjust the envelope. If you're doing super tiny micro loops and you want it smoother, Tones warp mode can sometimes sound less zippery. It's a vibe choice. And speaking of clicky, do yourself a favor and prevent pops now, before they drive you crazy. In Ableton Preferences under Record, Warp, Launch, enable Create Fades on Clip Edges. That one setting saves a lot of beginner pain when you start chopping into 30 seconds. Okay, stutter is happening. Now let's add that fold feel. In DNB, a fold is like controlled chaos, repeated hits, gated tight, often with filtering, sometimes degrading in tone, like the audio is collapsing in on itself. Ableton's stock device for this is Beat Repeat. Drop Beat Repeat on your drum audio track. If you want to be extra safe, You can also do this on a return track for parallel processing, but for now, keeping it on the track is fine as long as we control when it triggers. Set some starter settings like this. Interval, 1 bar, so it triggers once per bar. Grid, start at 1/16th. Variation, 0%, that keeps it predictable. Gate, 1/16th, so it's tight and snappy. Chance, set it to 100% for the fill section, but we're going to automate it. Mix, somewhere around 30 to 60% depending on how aggressive you want it. Pitch, leave it at 0 for now. Decay, low to mid, we want it punchy, not washy. Now, the magic is automation. You don't want beat repeat all over your song. Automate chance so it's basically off during the main groove, then turns on just for the fill. So bars 1 through 15, chance at 0%. In bar 16, ramp it up to 100%. If you want an even more incoming reload vibe, automate the grid too. You can start the grid at 1/8, then 1/16, then 1/32 right before the reload. That acceleration is what signals to the listener something big is about to happen. And a super practical gain staging tip. Beat repeat can spike levels when it catches loud transients. Put a utility right after beat repeat. During the fill, automate it down maybe 2 to 6 dB, then return it to 0 right at the reload. That keeps it hype without accidentally clipping. Now let's shape the tension with a filter sweep. This is the telephone to doom effect, and it's what makes repeats feel like they're folding inward instead of just looping. Add auto filter after beat repeat. Choose bandpass for that narrow, phone-like squeeze, or low pass for a darker fade into silence. Add some drive, maybe 3 to 8 dB, to divot bite. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.3 is usually enough. If it starts whistling, back it off. Now automate the cutoff across bar 16. You can start bright and sweep down darker, like the sound is getting choked off, or reverse it for a rising panic. Both work. One classic jungle move, sweep low pass down to almost silence, then hard cut. That hard cut is important because it creates the gap that makes the reload feel dramatic. Now we design the actual stop moment. The reload needs punctuation. If everything keeps ringing, the listener doesn't feel the pull-up. You've got a few options. Option A is the simplest, hard mute. Split the audio right before the reload downbeat and delete the final eighth note, or even the final quarter beat, to create a small silence. Option B is reverb tail plus cut. Put reverb on a return track and automate the send so only the last stutter hit goes into reverb. Then mute everything for a tiny gap. For a starting point, use decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds, and low cut around 250 to 500 Hz so it doesn't cloud your low end. Option C is an impact marker. Add a crash, sub drop, or a vocal chop like reload. Then make sure the low end stays controlled. Utility can help you keep subs mono if things get messy. Now, before we call it done, let's make sure it sounds intentional and not like random edits. Group your drums. On the drum group, add drum boss. Drive around 5 to 15% is plenty. Be careful with boom. It can mess with your sub and make the drop feel less clean, so either keep it off or very subtle. Then add saturator with soft clip-on, and drive it maybe 2 to 6 dB. If your stutters still spike unpredictably, a light limiter can catch peaks, but try not to squash the life out of it. The goal is urgency, not flatness. Very important low-end note, repeated kick-heavy slices can motorboat your sub. If your stutter slice contains lots of kick or sub content, place an EQ8 before beat repeat and automate a high pass somewhere around 80 to 140 Hz during the fill. Then bring it back for the drop. This is one of those tricks that makes your reload feel heavier, because you're not smearing the low end right before the impact. Alright, let's do a quick 10-minute practice version, so you can lock this in. Load a 1-bar breakbeat loop at 174 BPM. Loop it for 16 bars. In bar 16, do your manual acceleration. First half, loop an eighth. Next quarter, loop a 16th. Next eighth, loop a 32nd. Last eighth, silence. Then add beat repeat with interval 1 bar, grid 1/16th, variation 0, and automate chance from 0 up to 100% in bar 16. Then add auto filter and sweep down across bar 16. Once it feels good, export that 16-bar loop, or at least consolidate the fill and label it something like reload fill 01, 174, amen. You're starting a personal fill library, and that is how you get fast at DNB arrangement. Before we wrap, a few common mistakes to avoid. If your repeated slice is too long, it won't sound like a roll. It'll sound like your track is skipping. Near the end, Keep it at 1/16th or smaller. Make sure there's contrast. If your entire track is already max chaos, the fill won't read as special. Simplify the bar before it slightly, maybe drop a hat layer, so the fill pops. Don't leave beat repeat active for the whole track. Automate chants, or put it on a dedicated fill lane. And if you hear clicks on cuts, add tiny fades or use that create fades on clip edges setting. Now, if you want to level up from here, here are a couple quick variation ideas you can try later. You can do swinged stutters by adding a groove from the groove pool, like an MPC 16 swing, and committing it only to the stutter clip. That keeps your main drum steady, while the fill has a little human tug. You can do call and response by using two different slices, like one that includes snare and hats, and another that's more hat or ghost note focused, and alternate them as you accelerate. You can do a reverse suction into the gap by duplicating the last stutter slice, reversing it, fading it in, and maybe adding a band pass filter to make it feel like it's pulling the air out of the room. And for a darker taped fold vibe, keep your repeats stable but automate redux from clean to gritty across the bar, so it degrades as it approaches the reload. Let's recap the core idea. The most convincing pre-reload stutters accelerate, like 8th to 16th to 32nd, and then they stop. That stop is the punctuation that makes the reload hit. Use audio clip looping and manual splitting for clean, beginner control. Use beat repeat for authentic fold energy, but keep it controlled with chants and grid automation. Add oil filter for tension. Manage your levels with utility and saturator, and protect the low end with an automated high pass during the fill. If you tell me what style you're aiming for, like rollers, jump up, jungle, or neuro, and whether you're using a break, a drum rack pattern, or layered drums, I can suggest specific slice points and a matching 8-bar fill pattern that fits that vibe.